USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With two mass shootings in crowded public places in Texas and Ohio claiming at least 29 lives in less than 24 hours and leaving scores of people wounded, it's a shocking carnage even in a country accustomed to gun violence. On NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Democratic candidate Cory Booker blames the current administration.
We have a president of the United States who is particularly responsible. I, in my faith, have this idea that you reap what you sow, and he is sowing seeds of hatred in our country, and this harvest of hate violence that we're seeing right now lies at his feet.
In the Texas border city of El Paso, a gunman opened fire yesterday morning in a shopping area packed with thousands of people during the busy back-to-school season, killing 20 and wounding more than two dozen. Hours later in Dayton, Ohio, a gunman wearing body armor opened fire in a popular nightclub area, killing 9 and injuring 26. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
At least 100 flights have been canceled so far, and subway service widely disrupted in Hong Kong as a pro-democracy movement called for a general strike. Cathay Pacific and other domestic carriers, such as Hong Kong Airlines, were most affected by the flight cancellations. Airport express train service was also suspended. A citywide strike and demonstrations in seven different districts of Hong Kong have been called for the afternoon. They follow a weekend of clashes with police on the streets. It's the third time in the last 3 weeks that protesters have disrupted train service. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, called for a morning news conference ahead of what could be a chaotic day in Hong Kong. The Trump administration has decided to exempt aviation safety and space exploration technology from new sanctions it has levied against Russia in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The State Department said that products related to those sectors will not be automatically subjected to the export ban that was announced by President Donald Trump last week. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There's a new number one at the box office. USA's Wendy King runs it down.
You guys have to work together.
No way. This guy's a real ass.
The top movies at the box office over the weekend, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number one, grossing $60 million. Dropping down to number two, the remake of Disney's The Lion King at $38 million. At number three, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at $20 million. Number four is Spider-Man Far From Home with $7 million. And dropping down to number five, Toy Story 4. Also at $7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
America's much-maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. This is USA Radio News.